We are back at the Topgolf charity event with Riptide LLC. And Heather, you've got yourself another guest.
So wonderful to meet you, Mr. Taylor. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is John Taylor, but please call me Taylor. I'm with a company called Holen, H-O-L-E-N, and we do Amazon package and just online shopping return pickup.
How did you originate? What's the genesis of how you came to be? We'd love to hear that.
Okay, so this is very interesting. So one day I was leaving home, and my wife had a lot of online shopping packages by the door. And so I asked her, would she pay someone to pick those up? And my wife, who is really frugal, said yes with the most exasperated voice. And so then that's where the idea came that other people would want someone to pick up their online shopping returns, not just Amazon, but all online shopping.
Yes.
And that's how the idea started.
That's so great. So tell me what y'all do tactically for your customers. Who is your sweet spot customer and how does it work?
Wow, that's interesting that you said that because we worked a lot on psychographic, actually, our psychographics and not our demographics, because I think the psychographics really builds a company. And so we concentrated on working moms and working families who are just busy and don't have time to do those returns. We also found out that a lot of people don't even do the return. They just eat the cost.
Oh my gosh,
because it's such a nuisance to have that.
In comes Holen.
Yes, that's it exactly. So now we come and pick those packages up so that the person doesn't have to. And so our app launches this week. So when someone signs up for the app, then they attach their QR code and then they log into the app once they're picked up from their house. But we do have satellite locations that we call Holen Hubs.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
That someone can pick up. And we're in conversation with larger corporations that have Holen Hubs there. So people can either drop it off or have it picked up at their home.
And where are those Holen Hubs?
So we're in talks with a lot of companies now. I don't want to say.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
With, a couple of supermarket chains, a couple of brick and mortar stores, a couple of well-known.
Big companies.
Yes.
And you'll have a beachhead there and have a portal,
yes,
so to speak.
Yes.
And people can drop things there and
yes,
have it be off of their shoulders.
That's it, exactly. So while they're grocery shopping, which as you would guess,
yes,
is really convenient.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you're shopping somewhere, that's very convenient
very
to drop
convenient.
The package
drop
off.
Drop that thing off,
yes,
and move on with your life.
Yes, but we concentrate on our micro convenience, and that is having it picked up from your home. So, as you can guess, when we first did it, I was the person that was picking up a lot of the packages.
Yeah.
And it was actually just so simple that we had it set up to where once the person set up their online shopping return,
yes,
we would just go pick it up and then text the receipt. But now with our app dropping this week, it's much easier because now they can just drag and drop over the QR code and then just log in and they'll see all the returns.
Awesome. So how can someone access your app?
Okay, so it will be in the Apple Store,
okay,
and it will be in the Android Play Store.
Perfect.
And so that will be this week coming up that the app will launch. So the app will be in the App Store by Friday of this week.
And they can find it looking at H-O-L-E-N?
Yes, yes, yes.
Excellent.
For
what
Holen.
Else do we need to know about Holen and your business and your presence in Atlanta and growing?
So our headquarters is here in Atlanta. And we are launching in all 50 states once the app launches on Friday. And then the other thing that's really, I think, that's more important about us at Holen that I think is the most important thing is that we are more concerned with being there for the community, for people who don't have. That's more important, I think, than anything else, than even just running the company. Because a lot of people don't have. And if you think about even just homelessness, because that's important,
yes,
to me, it's just a simple way to put it. And that is that a lot of people at night don't have an inside to go to. And that's really what homelessness is, that people don't have an inside to go to.
And also, like, thinking of my mom, who's 82, that orders from mm-hmm. someone like an Amazon or mm-hmm. mom's jewelry or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and she doesn't really have the wherewithal to get something returned or is
yes,
lost
that's
in the
other thing.
And so that would be wonderful for people like that to be in the know and have something like Holland to help them.
It's funny that you say that because we have a lot of elderly people that
customers
use our service. And then the other thing that's really important, I like to say, is our partnership program. So I didn't want to be a company that gave 2 or 5%. Or 1%. I'm not saying that's not a lot because it's something.
That's great.
We do it differently. If a school, a private school or public school, or let's say for instance the YMCA wanted to
engage
have Holland
with you
Hub
and, right.
locations, we give 20% of whatever is returned at that location
nice.
Back to that school or that company that's nonprofit.
That's phenomenal. I love that. Where can we find you? Where can someone find you that wants to work with you and engage with you?
They can email me at taylor@holland.com.
And then is there the app and a website or the app?
We have the app and a website. But if they're interested in the partnership program,
yes.
they can just email me directly and we'll get it set up. taylor@holland.com. And we will get it set up to where, and it's important to give 20% because whether it's a public school or a private school, if you say public, they can use that 20% for books or extra lunches or field trips or anything. And so, again, I'm not knocking someone that gives 5 or 10.
Oh, not at all. No, but that's a significant chunk.
Yes.
An impact.
Yes. And that amount helps that school or that nonprofit.
Taylor, it's so great to meet you. It's so wonderful to know you.
Okay.
I look forward to working with you forward.
Thank you
more.
So much, yes.
But Mike, did you have some thoughts, questions, feedback?
Couple questions, Taylor.
Okay.
Number one, phenomenal idea.
Thank you so
what
much.
What did you have to do or have you done anything to protect your idea? Because I think it's ingenious. Did you have to copyright anything or how did you protect yourself?
So we had to trademark our name, obviously. So the most important thing I think that some businesses don't know is the level of insurance you have to have. I was shocked at the level of insurance that we had to have to get this going. That was the biggest part outside of getting our name trademarked. But the level of insurance was, I would say, the biggest thing.
And second question is, how do I get to be a part of this?
Oh, wow.
This is going to be huge.
Yes.
And so had a meeting today about that. And so I am okay with just us sitting down and figuring it out. And that's my take, that you figure something out. And the more people that you have to help you get there, everybody grows together, which is my philosophy.
Great. Thank you so much.
Congratulations,
Taylor. Okay, thank you very much.
Awesome. We'll chat soon. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.